At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk Live will join us. He was the first to suggest that maybe Kirk Cousins was going to play for the Falcons, because he said that he was hearing from some insiders or some people who had some information. Kirk Cousins was going to move his family to Atlanta, where his wife is from. And then we started to piece it together that maybe he could end up with the Falcons, which is what happened yesterday. We'll talk to Mike about that move and some of the other ones. And Saquon Barkley going to the Eagles, Josh Jacobs, Xavier McKinney going to the Packers, and the Giants land Brian Burns from Carolina. Boy, do they're going to put even more pressure on Bryce Young in Carolina. Go out there and outscore people, even though you can't score and you don't have any weapons. Other than that, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates numbering over 400 cities in America. The PGA Tour is going to TPC Sawgrass, the Players' Championship. That starts on Thursday at 1 Eastern on Golf Channel, NBC, and Peacock. We'll bring in Tiki Barber here in a moment, the Giants All-Pro running back. He had some words to say to Saquon Barkley, or at least on his radio show. I'm going to take you back to March 7th, when we got the possibility that maybe Saquon Barkley could end up in Philadelphia. And here is Tiki on his radio show on WFAN in New York.
The fact that Saquon would even contemplate going to play for that team in Philadelphia is insulting to his Giant history and legacy. Saquon very well not be a New York Giant. I know that Joe Shane is having conversations, but it just doesn't feel like it's going to work out. Go to Baltimore. Go to Houston. Go to LA Chargers. Do not go to the Philadelphia Eagles, because if you do, that appreciation and respect and reverence that we all have for you, Saquon, will be lost.
Let's bring in Tiki Barber. This is just good local radio content. Saquon Barkley didn't take it that way. Good morning, Tiki. How would you sum up this back and forth?
No, I don't think it's really a back and forth, Ben. As you know, being in the industry as long as you have been, our job is to entertain, to inform, and sometimes get a little bit visceral because that's how the fan is. And they want to express themselves, but they don't often get a chance to call in and talk about it. So we do it for them. And look, that's how Giant fans were feeling about Saquon Barkley. I just happened to be the messenger that got the shrapnel from Saquon. We decided to respond to the one-day story.
Are you going to respond to his response where he says that you've been a hater since he got to New York? All the dead to me talk. Don't smile in my face when you see me.
I smile at everybody, Dan. You know that. You've met me a couple of times. It's part of the job. It's part of the, I think, reaction that comes from athletes who think the media is always against them. But the reality is Giant fans love Saquon Barkley. It just felt like it wasn't going to work out. Now we have to worry about him running all over us for the next 3 or 4 years down in Philadelphia, and that pains us. It really does, and it pains me. So, I mean, I still like Saquon. I wish him nothing but luck, but he also has to realize that my job for the last 17 years has not been to be in a locker room. It has been to be a voice of the fan, on the fan.
Okay, but if he had gone to the Texans or Baltimore, how would you have reacted?
We would have said, good luck. You know, have a great time. C.J. Stroud's an amazing quarterback. D'Amico Ryans is a fantastic young head coach. You're going to have a ton of success, and it's far enough away from us, but we're not going to feel it. I think part of the issue here, Dan, is we're going to feel this. And when they have success, when him and Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts start wrecking havoc on the NFC East again, we're going to see it. We're going to feel it. It's going to be right there, and it's going to make us – it's going to bring us back to this moment where he chose the Eagles despite not being able to get a deal done with the New York Giants. It's not his fault. Obviously, it seems like Joe Shane's priorities were elsewhere and restructuring this team, obviously starting with the offensive line and the defensive line, which I think is core to any good organization. But it's just close. It's down the turnpike, right? We're going to see him, and we're going to see him twice a year.
I think the Giants made a smart move. I think Saquon made a smart move. If I put you in his position that you know this team is going to be rebuilding and you have this opportunity, even though it's your bitter rival, let's play hypothetical running back here, Tiki.
You know this. You know, I played 10 years. I was a Giant for life. There is no way I was ever going
let's
to
say
the
they didn't Eagles. Want you. Let's say they wanted to move on. They didn't want to pay you what you thought you were worth.
And they didn't want to pay me what I was worth. Saquon's guaranteed money, the 2-year guarantee is more than I made. Didn't want to pay me. So I know this. I didn't have any leverage. I didn't want any leverage because they knew I wanted to stay. They knew I wanted to be in New York. They knew the relationship that I had with the organization, both the Maras and the Tishes and the fan base, whether they loved me or hated me at certain points in my career. I was never going anywhere. I knew how important it was to me to be a Giant for life. And I think Saquon did as well until the money wasn't there. And he went anywhere except the one place we didn't need him to go. The one place.
Okay, but how much loyalty should players have?
I mean, it's changed so much because, you know this, Dan, the money gap has gotten enormous, right? The amount of resources that are now doled out to players, money has to be a primary concern. Because loyalty doesn't exist. I mean, Saquon said this earlier this year in talking about the franchise tag. Loyalty isn't as important as it used to be. But I would posit, Dan, that a rivalry has to mean something, right? The core of why a sport matters. It's not just going out and entertaining and being hunky-dory with one another when it's over. It has to mean something more than that. At least that's what the fan thinks. And so I think sometimes there is a disconnect between the player and the fan. Part of that's obviously because they're on the field and the fan is not, but there has to mean something. Rivalry has to be important. Otherwise, what the hell are we doing it for?
What would you say if you see Saquon Barkley, when you see Saquon Barkley?
I'm sure I will see him. I'll say good luck and congrats. You know, I'm happy for his career. You know, it's just a series of unfortunate events that allowed his Giant career not to work out that everyone had envisioned, including Dave Gettleman when he drafted him second overall.
My worry is that he might run into your brother, Rondé, and then punch him, thinking that he was punching you. So that's
Rondé's a Hall of Famer now, all right? You can't punch a Hall of Famer.
He's a made man in the mafia. You can't punch a Hall of Famer.
That's exactly right.
Well, you did your job.
The NFL mafia. Don't mess with him.
You did your job. You know, did you invite him on the show today?
We have not. We should.
Yes.
We should.
What are you doing?
That's the best way to resolve things.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. Paul Schwartz, you know, New York Post, Paul Schwartz once told me, this is what I was playing, never react to the one-day story. Because you make it a 2-day story, a 3-day story, a 4-day story, and then it goes on and on and on and on. And he was right. And like, I'd love to get on and talk to Saquon because it's not personal. All the things that we talk about, the emotion that we have, the information that we give, the entertainment, the visceral reactions, it's never personal. It's just what the fan is all about. And that's what my job is, to serve the fan.
Great to talk to you as always. Thanks for joining us, Tiki.
Likewise, Dan. Be well.
That's Tiki Barber, former Giants running back, and he is the co-host afternoons on WFAN. Evan and Tiki starts at 2 Eastern. Yeah, you got to reach out to Saquon Barkley. We did. We wanted to have him on. And Tiki decided to join us. He's doing his job. Tiki did his job. We may not like it because he's calling out somebody for loyalty and you can't go to your bitter rival. I get all of that. But in today's game, and he's speaking for the fan. He's speaking to the Giants fan base. And, of course, they're going to want to hear this. If he would have said, hey, Giants didn't want him, I don't blame him. I'd go to the Eagles. He'd probably stir up, you know, emotions as well. But you're playing to the home crowd. You're pandering to the home crowd by saying, I don't know if, you know, Saquon is leaving his legacy behind. Like, I don't know what his legacy is. Like, you want to be a Giant from start to finish? Okay. But I think there has to be, you got to meet somewhere in the middle. And it didn't feel like I think the Giants made the right decision. They're not doing anything this year. Probably not next year. Why do you want to spend on that unless you go, well, we got to have an identity. We have to have a personality we could put on the program. Well, you got Brian Burns now. You spent a lot of money on him, and you got Danny Dimes. Good luck. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, you're right. It's almost like premature to ding Saquon for this. He's not a Giant legend. He didn't lead them to Super Bowl. Michael Strahan at 36, there's stories here that he wanted to play one more year, and he wanted to play for the Giants. And they let him. They played him. He was still a solid player. But imagine if 36-year-old Michael Strahan only had an offer from a rival. He may have been a guy who said, no, I'll go to the media a year early because that wouldn't work for my legacy in New York.
Yeah, I get it. You know, it's your hated rival. And as a Giants fan, you don't want to. Like, I think now it's we hate that we lost him, and we hate it even more that he's going to come back and haunt us. That's really what this is all about. If he went to Baltimore, he went to Houston, nobody would care in New York. But now you're going to see him. Now he's going to come to your place, and you're probably going to boo him. Yes, Marv.
And it's also because of the running back market where no one else was offering him a three-year deal. Where he's like, a three-year deal for how much? That was probably the best deal he definitely could have gotten. And I think Paulie said this in our meeting off mic. Hey, if the agent says, hey, we got 3 years, $37 million, I don't care what the team is. I don't care who it is. Say yes right now. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he made the right decision. He went where he was going to get the best deal. I think it was a win-win on both. But it's tricky with that word loyalty because that everybody has an opinion on, it feels like. We were talking about Kirk Cousins. Now, did Kirk Cousins turn his back? If Kirk Cousins had gone to, well, they don't have an opening in Detroit. Or let's say he went to Chicago. Would they say, oh, your legacy, you turned your back. If they offered you a better deal, I can't begrudge you. And I think that's what we don't factor in. How does this help that person better their life or their family? We just look at it, you know, it's a myopic view. It's about us and our fan base and how dare you do that. We hate the Eagles. If he went to Baltimore, no one would care. Yes, Todd?
And it's not like the player is telling the agent, these are the teams. It has to be someone in the division. I want to not only leave because they're not giving me my money and respect, I want to stick it to them by playing them twice. That's not the case at all. It could be the Eagles. It could have been any team. He wasn't looking to go to the Eagles or stay in the NFC East. It just
yeah, I don't know if he said, I only want to go to the NFC East so I can stick it to the Giants. Because you know, the Cowboys were probably interested as well. Yeah, Paul?
You could look at Shohei Ohtani. He may have wanted to at some point be loyal to the Angels. They took him first, let him pitch and hit. You know, I'll bet you there was a point in his career where he and his agent were like, let's stay with the Angels. But they gave no reason to. The Dodgers are the place where you're going to play in October, deep in October. They could pay more. They have a bigger exposure. Even if there's some loyalty on Ohtani's part, that would be a tough one to be loyal in that situation.
I mentioned that Kirk Cousins has one playoff win in his career. And he's made, close to $280 million, $270 million in his career. He'll make over $400 million when he's all done. 42 quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era have only one playoff win. 42 quarterbacks have one playoff win. Here is the group that Kirk Cousins is in. Aaron Brooks, Bob Lee, Brock Osweiler, Bubby Brister, C.J. Stroud, Carson Palmer, Case Keenum, Chris Miller, Daniel Jones, David Garrard, Deshaun Watson, Dieter Brock, Don Meredith, Elvis Gerbach, Eric Kramer, Gifford Nielsen, James Harris, Jay Cutler, Jay Fiedler, Jeff George, Joe Ferguson, John Wolford, Jordan Love, Kirk Cousins, Lynn Dickey, Mark Bolger, Marcus Mariota, Mark Malone, Matt Schwab, Pat Ryan, Rodney Peet, Scott Bruner, Sean King, Steve Bartkowski, Steve Berline, Steve DeBerg, Steve Fuller, Steve Walsh, TJ Yates, Tim Tebow, Tommy Maddox,
and
Trevor Lawrence. That's the one and done playoff. Stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
That's a tough list for Carson Palmer to be on.
Every person who places a tailgate order, tailgate moonshine, gets 50% off their next order at the merchandise store. You can shop at danpatrick.com. The code will be emailed within 48 hours of your tailgate purchase. Take us up on this. This is a great opportunity. And if you want to buy some merchandise, also get the tailgate. And we'll have a new batch of tailgate moonshine coming out shortly. We'll let you know about that as well. What's the poll question we're going with, final hour of the program, Seton?
Well, let's see. I'll update you on the first 2 hours.
All right.
Better move, the Falcons signing Cousins or the Vikings letting Kirk go? Mm-hmm. Right now it's at 55%
okay.
Falcons.
Okay.
I like the positivity today.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I like how they make it seem like now he has some weapons to work with.
Yeah, I mean,
he's had some weapons in Minnesota.
That dome, weapons?
Oh, I know.
I mean, this is it for him.
And I said, well, he had Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison in a dome. Now he's going to go to another dome, and he's got two receivers who are less accomplished. Although I love Bijan Robinson, so man, now he's got some weapons.
Yeah. Like, now we can see. Now let's see what he'll do with some weapons around him. Okay.
That sounded like who's our insider?
Jimmy
Jimerson.
Yeah. It's a little. Yeah. Sort of my generic sports guy voice, I guess.
Yeah. Let's go to Jimmy Jimerson. Jimmy, what do you think about Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta?
Okay, right now, team, they're excited about, let's see what Kirk can do with these weapons around him, okay? He's going to be playing indoor, which you know he loves. Now he's finally got some weapons to maybe match that salary that he's commanding, okay?
Thank you, Jimmy. That's Jimmy Jimerson. All right, let me take a break. Mike Florio.
Now the Vikings are wondering what they're going to be doing.
Mike Florio will join us next, trying to make sense of everything that happened. Who had a great day? Who had the best day yesterday? And who had the worst day? What are the Cowboys doing? If they're all in this season, as Jerry Jones has said, what are they doing? I guess they're all in maybe with the draft. And where's Derrick Henry, Justin Fields? Where will they end up? So we'll talk to Florio. More phone calls as well. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. More phone calls coming up. Look, Tiki Barber's doing his job. He's a former Giant great. And he's speaking from the perspective of his fan base. The Giants fans upset that he left, and he's going to the Eagles. He left and he got a better deal. He made a smart business decision. He's business, and the fans are talking about just being a fan. It's personal to them. It's business to Tiki. And I thought both sides made a smart move here. Let's bring in Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host and contributed Football Night in America. Man, little vitriol it feels like from the Giants towards Tiki Barber towards Saquon that he made a good business decision. I'm just surprised that the Eagles, was this a real need for them to get Saquon Barkley?
Well, I think, Dan, that the best way to build a team is from the inside out. The Eagles already have their team built from the inside out. Once you build from the inside out, you can focus on the luxury pieces on the outside. And for them to get a guy like Saquon Barkley, who can now have his full talents showcased and unleashed on the Giants. I mean, that's what makes this so emotional for Giants fans. Because look, folks, he was there for 6 years. He never got a big payday from the Giants. They never gave him a second contract. He finished 3 years and became eligible for one. He didn't get one. Now he had injuries. But still, after 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, they never gave him one. The Eagles swoop in with the contract the Giants never gave him. What's he supposed to do? What's he supposed to do? But it's the Eagles. They hate the Eagles. They love the Giants. It reminds me of the old Jerry Seinfeld bit about all we're really doing is rooting for laundry. Once you change into a different shirt, we hate you. When you're in the right shirt, we love you. But now, boo, different shirt. That's why they're mad.
The team that had the best day yesterday is who?
Well, look, I'm a firm believer in being careful the first day of free agency, because how many times do we actually look at one of these big spending days and say, oh, wow, they've solved all their problems and they're headed to the Super Bowl. But when you look at what the Eagles did with Saquon Barkley, with Bryce Huff, who is one of the more underrated pass rushers in the NFL, had 10 sacks last year and didn't start a single game, had pressures, according to Next Gen stats, like more than one out of every five plays, he had a pressure on the quarterback. This is a team that's already really good, and it's finding ways to get better. Overpaying, yes, you always overpay the first day of free agency, but when you're already an elite team and you have the cap space to target guys that make you better on both sides of the ball, that's a win.
I thought Green Bay had a good day yesterday. What do you think?
Well, look, the Josh Jacobs move was stunning. And when you see 4 years, $48 million, you say, wow, that's a lot of money for a guy that's got a lot of wear and tear on the, you know, on the frame from the years in Las Vegas. But when you look at the deal, it's just a 1 year commitment. Now, they're going to pay him a lot this first year, and then they can keep him for the second year. But after that, if he's playing well, you keep him around. But this is what they need for that offense to fully unleash Jordan Love. I mean, they got something in Jordan Love, and they've gone out and they've added pieces around him now, and they're trying to make their move to be an elite team.
What are the Vikings doing?
Damned if I know. Well, and what the, well, look, a year ago, the vibe that I picked up was, let's just get through this Kirk Cousins contract, and then let's move on to try to find a long-term answer at the position. They haven't had a true franchise quarterback since Fran Tarkenton. That's the truth. And Cousins is the first one to start eight or more games every year for six straight years since Cousins did it, or Tarkenton did it, for seven straight years back in the 70s. They want that long-term guy. And now I think what's going to happen is, with the 11th pick in the draft, they're possibly going to try to move up, possibly stay put. Sam Darnold is the bridge. And, you know, one of the realities that the Vikings now have, Kevin O'Connell gets the most out of whoever you put in front of him. So what we saw from Cousins the last couple of years, is that O'Connell? Can O'Connell do that with Sam Darnold? Will O'Connell be doing it with whoever they draft if they get the guy they want? But I think that's been the play all along. Too much money tied up in Cousins. Cousins getting closer to 40. Time to try to find that guy in his early 20s that can be the quarterback for 5-10 years, maybe longer. You get an elite quarterback, that's how you compete for championships, and the Vikings know that.
Yeah, and I understand what the Vikings were doing. A guy coming off Achilles surgery, he's 35, soon to be 36, and you have weapons already there, and you haven't gotten very far. He's got one playoff win in his career, and we're going to spend $180 million or whatever it's going to be. Atlanta, what's Atlanta going to get, and how much better is Kirk Cousins going to make them?
Well, you know, they don't know what they're going to get because, and this is where the tampering that is so rampant becomes clear and obvious. How in the hell did the Falcons get to the point where they were comfortable 2.5 hours into the negotiating window with the recovery by Kirk Cousins from his torn Achilles tendon to make a $180 million contract offer? Boy, that's a lot of work that got done in 2.5 hours by the Atlanta Falcons. But when you consider how lost they've been at the quarterback position since Matt Ryan was traded to the Colts a couple of years ago, this is to them a no-brainer. Let's spend the money. Let's make the team better. Let's see what we can do by way of upgrading the quarterback position and getting the most out of our weapons in Kyle Pitts and Drake London and Bijan Robinson. So they're going to find out. And it's a risk. It's a calculated risk, especially once you tear that Achilles on one side, the other one can go too. And it's an older athlete injury, and he's going to be 36, as you said. It's a real risk for the Falcons.
He's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, contributor to Football Night in America. I want to give you credit because you were the first to kind of put out the breadcrumbs that Kirk Cousins, that his family, you were hearing that they could be moving to Georgia, which is where his wife was from, is from. And then the speculation started that is Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta? So you might have taken some bullets there from people when you put out that initially, but, you know, I'm going to bring it back.
Well, and I appreciate, you know, it's funny, and I appreciate you saying that. And look, what I said last week would have been right if he'd stayed in Minnesota. The fact that he went to Atlanta just shines a light on the fact that, yes, they were looking for schools and houses in Atlanta. And no, it wasn't just a leverage play to get the Vikings to pay more. And, you know, I don't just put out there everything I hear. If I hear something that I think is credible, I start, you know, you scratch, you talk to the right people, you confirm it, and then you talk about it. And it was true. They were looking at where they would live in Atlanta and where the boys will go to school. That's a huge factor for them. When you uproot the lives of two young children, you better be comfortable about where you are putting them once you make that move. And yeah, but if he had stayed in Minnesota, it was still true. But obviously, I'd be hearing something far different this week.
Justin Fields, possible destinations. Got one?
No. And, you know, Dan, at some point, what the Bears need to do is say, you know what? We're not going to get anything close to what we thought we were going to get for Justin Fields. So let's see what happens after round one of the draft. Because maybe one of these teams that is thinking they're going to get their long-term answer via the first round doesn't get him. And we got a market in that 18 hours between round one and round two. And then, if that doesn't happen, let's say they take Caleb Williams, they have Justin Fields, a trade market doesn't develop after round one, why not hold on to him? Look at what happened last year. All the quarterbacks that got injured, and the Browns are proposing moving the trade deadline from the Tuesday after week 8 until the Tuesday after week 10. That's 10 weeks of opportunities for a starting quarterback to get injured and somebody to say, we got to give up whatever we have to give up to get Justin Fields. If they can make that work, if they can keep Fields from, you know, getting too frustrated and not being a team player, they could maybe wait for the right opportunity and get the value in September or October that they're not going to get now.
Any chance the Bears don't take Caleb Williams?
I'd be stunned if they don't. I really would be stunned. He checks all the boxes. He gets it, mature, serious about his craft. I'd be stunned. Unless the only very small, and this is ridiculously small, because he didn't do the medicals at the combine, when they bring him into Chicago, if they find something that freaks them out, then I assume they'd pivot to Jaden Daniels. But the idea of Fields being QB1 all year long without another guy being added, I think that ship sailed for the Bears. And if they can't trade Fields, they're not going to go back on their plan, I believe, to take a quarterback with the first overall pick.
Jerry Jones says the Cowboys are all in this season. What does that mean?
Well, this is what's great about Jerry Jones. It means whatever he wants it to mean. It means whatever he can conjure when he's pressed. What does all in mean? Oh, it means this. Oh, it means that. Oh, it means this. What it meant yesterday is they were all out because they didn't do anything. The only team that didn't make a move on the first day of the legal tampering period of free agency. And one of the reasons they can't make a move is they got this Dak Prescott cap number, $59.4 million for 2024. They got to do something about that before they know where they're going to have room to maneuver. They got Micah Parsons eligible for a new deal. You got CeeDee Lamb, who's ready for his second contract. Yeah, all in is just, and Dan, the more I hear from Jerry Jones, the more I think that this nonsense about, I want to win the Super Bowl and you'd be stunned at the size of the check I'd write if I knew that it would deliver a Super Bowl. I think that that's just a lot of baloney. And he's just trying to keep the Cowboys as the most talked about team, America's team. I mean, think about it. The fact that the Cowboys are still the best draw in the NFL after not going to an NFC championship game for 30 years, that's more impressive than winning one Super Bowl. He's kept that team relevant, and we're talking about him now because he's always got something that stirs it up and makes people think that they're all in, when who the hell knows what all in is, and they're not going to be all in the NFC championship game again this year.
Yeah, so you think he's satisfied with being relevant,
yes,
not necessarily being elite?
Yeah, all these teams say, we want to win the Super Bowl every year. We want to win the Super Bowl every year. Well, if that's truly the way you measure success, you're pissed off a lot. For Jerry Jones, you're pissed off for three full decades. Meanwhile, he's got a giant yacht. He's worth billions. And the Cowboys are the most valuable property in the entire NFL, even though they haven't played for the right to go to the Super Bowl since 1995. He, I think, secretly values what the Cowboys are more than this. And you look, your competitive nature takes over at some point. And yeah, you'd like to win a Super Bowl, but he's winning a much bigger game. And he's got the biggest and best team in the NFL, despite the lack of accomplishments for 30 years.
What should we look out for the rest of this week?
Well, look, Derrick Henry's still out there. Danielle Hunter's still out there. The big names that don't do a deal right away, that means that maybe they expected more than what's out there. And what you're going to see is the one-year deals. The guys who didn't get what they want, they do the one-year deal, and they kick it to next year, and they try it again. And sometimes it works. Look what it did for Baker Mayfield, the one-year deal last year. Now he's got a $100 million contract, sort of, with the Buccaneers. So the one-year deals are going to start happening in the next couple of days.
And Russell Wilson has a one-year deal in Pittsburgh. What do you think of this move?
I love it. And the Steelers had some sort of a change of approach here because they had leaked to Jerry Dulac of the Post-Gazette last month. They're not interested in a veteran quarterback who has aspirations to start. At the scouting combine, that was the vibe. Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, that's what they're doing. That was the clear understanding I got when you're kind of immersed in everything NFL related. And then out of the blue, here comes Russell Wilson. And they handed it to Dulac. I don't want to go too far inside baseball here, but I don't think it's a coincidence that they handed that news to Dulac to make up for the fact that they burned him with the last one on we're not interested in a quarterback who wants to start. They got interested in Russell Wilson. And it's as simple as, Dan, if he's going to play for $1.21 million, I mean, Mitch Trubisky just signed for a $2.75 million base in Buffalo to clearly be the backup to Josh Allen. $1.21 million, dollar for dollar, that is the best bargain you're going to get. The Steelers have $5 million in cap space tied up now in their top two quarterbacks. That leaves $250 million for the rest of the team. And if Russ plays like he did in Seattle, if he doesn't try to do too much, run the offense, roll out once in a while and fire a deep ball to Deontay Johnson or George Pickens, you couple that with that defense, this is a way for Russell Wilson to turn his career around. I love this move.
I think Pittsburgh would take what Russ did last year in Denver. I think
not a bad point. Not a bad point. And that's the thing. Even though it drove Sean Payton crazy, the pre-snap stuff, not getting the play in fast enough, not making the adjustments ahead of time for that very specific and detailed offense, what let Russ cook means is let him get the ball in his hands. When he gets the ball in his hands and things go sideways, he'll spin. He'll spin again. He'll find Cortland Sutton. This time it's going to be George Pickens or Deontay Johnson. He's got a knack for making magic when the play that was called doesn't work the way it was intended. That's what he can still do, and that's what the Steelers haven't had since Roethlisberger was in his prime.
The NFL sets up its offseason calendar unbelievably. I mean, they know what they're doing. So you got this month, then you're going to have the draft, and then fall out from the draft, and then they give all the other sports a chance to make some headlines, and then they're going to come back in July and August, and then they're going to dominate again.
The fact that we know what the regular season games will be next year, we know all of the opponents, where they'll play their games. We just don't know when. And the mere act at some point in May of announcing the when is bigger than anything else that happens in sports. They've got it figured out. And I don't know how much of it was deliberate and accidental, but they've got it figured out.
Good to talk to you as always, Mike. Thanks, you.
Dan.
All right.
See you, buddy.
It's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, and you can see him and Chris Sims. Their show precedes ours on Peacock. Yeah, you have the schedule release party. We know what the matchups are. We just don't know when we get to see those matchups. Like, you know, sequentially, you know, when do you play? Do you have back-to-back? Do you have road games, three road games? Are you playing overseas? Like, all of those things. But we get so excited about it. Even the combine. I don't watch the combine. I used to. Now, I don't know. It just feels weird watching the combine. But people love to watch it. Networks are covering it. Breaking into coverage. Yes, Marv.
And when the schedule is released, you can already see people like, all right, if I'm a Giants fan, I'm playing the Raiders. All right, hey, road trip to Vegas?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I got a bunch of friends that are 49ers fans. Hey, how close are they play in D.C.? All right, road trip to D.C.? They've already told their wives, hey, Friday will be gone in D.C. and this all that. So it's a big thing.
Yeah, Paul.
Some fan bases have the opposite reaction when the schedule's released. As a Bear fan, I'm like, oh, we got the Chiefs in week two.
Mm.
Oh, man. And you start like looking at losses. I'm not kidding. You start going, oh, they waited us early.
I like to look at the first week. I like to, you know, like there'll be a Thursday game. There might be a Friday game and then a Sunday game the first week. At least that's what I'm told. And I think that'll be interesting. Going to be playing in different countries. And seeing some of these teams that are volunteering to be, you know, the host in some of these cities. They want to set up their own Kansas City Chiefs in Germany, or the Patriots are going to be there, setting up these fan bases. Like, that's our country. That's our city. And you're seeing these teams that are willing to give up that home game so they can go on the road and claim that's their home away from home. Yes, John?
And the juicy storylines when the Eagles play at the Giants and the Steelers Broncos, and you look at all the trades and free agent pickups and who's going against their former coaches and teammates.
Yeah, and then you're going to have Caleb Williams, and his first game is going to be against who, or Jaden Daniels. So the NFL, they know how to roll out a schedule, that's for sure. All right, last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
A last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. This day in sports history. And in case you're wondering, the Steelers play the Broncos. The Falcons play the Vikings. Just in case you were wondering, the Russell Wilson back to Denver and Kirk T. Cousins back to Minnesota. Just another couple of storylines the NFL presents for us. Stat of the day was brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Couple of phone calls in here. Luciano in Brooklyn, what debate can I settle today?
How you doing, couple? Marvin, Peace King, what up, son? And of course, to the good fellas, Todd, Seton, Paulie, what's it about?
It's about whatever you think.
Paulie, I missed you, baby. I'm not going to lie. All right, couple, really quick, because I know you're against it. But I need you to put your helmet on and buckle your chin straps, meaning I need you to take this very serious, because there's actually two dimes on this. Out of the four fellas you have in there, King Marvin and the good fellas, who would last longer in a round with Mike Tyson?
Wait, you guys are betting money on this?
Yeah, you have to bet money on who's going to last longer. It's $2,000 in the barbershop right now. I'm looking at it. If you want me to live shoot it to you, it's on the floor right now.
Okay. Paulie would be extremely competitive, but that doesn't mean that he would last. That might hurt him. Todd would look like he could do some damage to Mike Tyson.
I'm glad you said look like, because that's like. About the extent.
Yeah. Seton would be a pest. He would be, you know, doing his best. I would say Marvin. I'm going to say Marvin would be able to hang in there a little bit longer. Yes, Marvin.
No. I'm going to go with Seton, because young Seton looks like somebody, you hit him once, come on, that's just how I like it. And he wouldn't stop.
Yeah, but he's older now.
But maybe young Seton comes back
no,
out.
No, but there's no young Seton. No, there's no young Seton.
No.
Yeah.
39-year-old Marvin's out.
Yeah, Seton.
Young Seton is a completely different person than the guy sitting right here in front of you. I'm immediately going down. I'm not even remotely interested. My money's on Paul, because he's definitely competitive and like, let me see how I can do with this. Let me give it a shot. Let me see. Hell no.
Marvin, I would say you. I mean, it's not a ringing endorsement, but I would say you.
It's like process of elimination, you.
Yes.
Like,
well, if Paulie could wrestle Mike Tyson, I don't think Paulie could box with, you know, even stay in there for, How long do you think you could stay up?
As long as Mike chose.
Yeah.
It's really Mike's choice of what he would want to do.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, if we went in, I know what I would do. I would probably try to think I could do something to stay in longer. I would get knocked the you-know-what
yes,
out
you would.
Because
yes,
I would be standing in front of him. I would not like take a dive, which would be a mistake.
Yeah, Marv.
Ah, Paulie's blind in one eye, though.
Which
he's well, going to be problem. Blind in the yeah, other one, right. too.
Which, that is a problem.
Yeah. yeah. You're not going to even see. Yeah. You're not going to see that.
That's
punch.
A blessing, though.
Night-night. Night-night. Yes, Todd.
I know it's not boxing, but Paulie has a history when we go to the Super Bowl and everywhere. He takes on all these different athletes.
Yeah, so but he doesn't do well. Afraid. He doesn't do well.
Yeah, I mean, he can stay in there for a little while.
You can go in the ring and say, well, I'm not afraid. That doesn't mean you're going to last.
Yeah, a nail getting hit by a hammer is not, the nail's not impressive.
You don't say, man, that nail, he took everything that hammer had to give him.
Tough nail.
Yeah. Tyson would hit you in the body, and you would cry.
I think I'd much rather get hit in the face, because then it's over. In the body, you just sit there and soak it in. Oof.
Yeah, Marv.
That's a lot of... That's all that sound you're going
to
make.
Do you want a broken jaw or broken ribs, I guess. You have to kind of decide which one heals faster, which one can...
Yeah, Seton.
I would much rather have, even if it could theoretically be more dangerous, I would take a shot to the ribs more than having my face completely busted open and having them be like, you know, you're looking like all swollen out to here, and it's like, oh, that's what Tyson did to you? I'm not that.
I think if I was going to go down, I'd want to go down with a punch to the face. You know, not in the ribs, because then you'll be like, the punch to the face, then that's it, I'm down. As long as I don't...
Your cheek and your orbital bone have different matters.
Yeah, but you've got a mangled face for like several weeks.
That's okay.
Look like Martin Short in Pure Luck. It's a random reference.
Yeah, it is. Rando. What do you have there, Paulie? This day in sports history.
1913, the American League approved the name change of the New York Highlanders to the New York Yankees. Never knew that before. Mm-hmm. And this is one of our favorites. 1985, Larry Bird of the Celtics scored 60 points in a game. The club record, the game was against the Atlanta Hawks in New Orleans.
I know.
Very weird. It's the best YouTube video of all time.
On this date, 1996, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf indefinitely suspended for refusing to stand and line up in a dignified posture during the national anthem. The suspension lasted one game. He agreed to stand during the anthem as long as he could look down at his hands and pray. Todd, what did I learn on today's program?
It seems that even calling something legal tampering period still makes it sound like you're doing something sneaky or wrong.
What we've learned is brought to you by the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. It's been our pleasure to serve you. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.